This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. It is gray and misty and damp looking out there.
No rain, real rain expected, though, today. It's just going to be one of those partly cloudy, partly cloudy mix.
But no rain either, so
that's not. I don't
no rain,
see
no sun, no not, no. Just right. just a gray winter day. That's okay. We can stand a few of those. All right, let's get to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology now. So the Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning continues for our community's youth. That is Fremont Bank, everyone.
Yeah.
Check them out. All right, so here's what's happening. First of all, I just wanted to give you a window into our texting world, and for sure, text us. We love it. 800-400-3697. But here's some of the stuff that people had to say. Tanya Roberts died per TMZ. According to TMZ, a few minutes ago, they posted that she died last night.
Apparently, he got a call back on Sunday night, or the call on Sunday saying she was alive was just a precursor to the call yesterday, 9 o'clock or something. I don't know.
ABC 10 confused. News in Sacramento is reporting that Tanya Roberts is alive. So it's back and forth on the texting machine. I don't, at this point.
TMZ, I'm going to go with TMZ. They're saying she's dead, but it is sort of a weird. Yeah, last night, just after 9 p.m., he got a call saying that she died. But again, I don't see any other. I mean, TMZ, you can kind of count on them, but they also reported she was dead, so I don't know. Well, at some point, there'll be some official statement.
What a roller coaster if that guy's sitting there thinking she's dead, then gets a call that she's alive. Now it's their report she's dead. Boy, that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's hard to deal with.
It's not okay. Really the way that it should be handled.
No, absolutely not. I mean, yes, he looks like Peter Pettigrew. But he doesn't deserve to be jerked around like that, I don't think. Does he?
No, I don't think so. Although there is, some weirdness where he thinks that she died because she closed her eyes and then he leaves without really talking to anyone or reporting that, hey, I think my lady in here might be dead. Just, oh, she's dead. That's it. I got to go.
That's
the whole thing is
sense.
Weird. It's
yeah,
all
yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All
right.
Deliciously weird.
So you mentioned earlier the coronavirus situation with this variant, they're calling it. Well, there's a few different things they're calling it, including B117. That's the,
yay.
I guess, code name for the variant of COVID that is now more contagious. So I pulled it up just to quickly tell you that the variant now, they say, was first discovered in the United States on December 28th. It was discovered in, I want to say it was England before that.
Yeah, I thought England was.
They say it spreads way faster. The new strain has been detected in a bunch of different places now, including California. A guy in San Diego has it and had no travel history. So this is some form. That's initially you go, well, where'd they catch it? Who'd they catch it from? Right.
Right.
But it had to be some kind of a variant from Go. Now they've identified it in other places. South Africa has also shown up there. So they're saying, though, in this story I'm reading, which is from USA Today, that while it is more contagious, the vaccine does work against it. So, or
that's great news.
What they know of so far is that the vaccine will still be good against this new strain. So let's hope that's the case.
The last thing we need is something we need a different vaccine for.
Right. Mm. It was long enough to get this vaccine. By the way, my doctor friend, Deepak, got it. I think he gets his second dose tomorrow.
Oh, that's
so
great.
And he's been working this whole time. So, you know, I know a lot of people in the medical field are facing this thing daily. And initially, they were facing it without protective equipment.
Right.
Because for some reason, we didn't have any of that. But daily, they go to work and face this stuff while we're hiding in our houses.
Exactly.
So, anyway, it's good that our people are getting the vaccine and that. Oh, and did you hear that a freezer broke in, like, where was that? Let me see if I can find it. It's like, is it Ukiah?
Oh, no. So,
and they had 600 doses they put out. They got them into people immediately.
Oh, that's
like
great.
In 2 hours, they did 600 doses or something like that.
Wow.
I lost the story. I'm so dumb.
They just grab people off the street like, hey, you want a vaccine?
Anybody. Come by. No, I don't know how they did that, how they decided to line the people up, but they made use of those vaccines even though the freezer broke. So I'm sure that was a pretty hairball moment, but
I bet, my God.
What do? You give it to people quickly. As quickly as
find 600
possible.
People.
Right. All right. So this is the story I teased you with. I just think, what do you say? The heart wants what it wants, Sarah. Or, no, actually, someone said that to us.
Yeah,
right?
But we say it to each other all the time. So it's, you know, that's because it explains everything. The heart wants what it wants.
There's a guy in Tijuana, Mexico. TJ, for short. He's only been identified by his first name, Alberto. Alberto's a construction worker, and he's been cheating on his wife with a woman named Pamela.
Oh.
Pamela is also married to a guy named Jorge. Ooh. So we have an affair going on between the partners there. And to make the affair easier, Alberto, a construction worker, as I already said, put his construction experience to work and dug an underground tunnel between their homes.
Oh.
So these people are neighbors.
Oh.
We don't know how long the tunnel was, but, and this is really the trippy part, is the tunnel actually went into the home. Like, you'd think you'd do it into the yard, right?
Yeah. So you're saying, like, there was just some trap door that you could jump
I'm going to show
through?
You. Here's the tunnel. It goes through the tile floor, and apparently there was a couch over the hole.
Oh. So he would just move the couch and, wow, that looks like a dank-ass tunnel. Like, I do not want to get in there.
Well, so, you don't.
How did this guy...
Jorge, Alberto.
In his house without his wife knowing. She's a terrible housekeeper.
Alberto would crawl through the hole from his home into theirs, do Pamela, and then go back home. It turns out the way they got caught was... Oh, they say the tunnel worked until Jorge came home from work early one day and caught them in the middle of doing it. He spotted the hole to the tunnel, which was usually hidden underneath his couch, so he hadn't noticed. Wouldn't you smell
a hole?
or see that the dirt was, I mean, honestly, these are like the blindest husband and wife who are being cheated on of all time.
He spotted the hole to the tunnel. This is the husband of the woman, Pamela, who's having the affair, which is usually hidden underneath his couch. He followed it all the way to Alberto's house. Alberto, the guy boning his wife, had the nerve to say, "Please don't tell my wife." But can you imagine? I know you caught me in the act of doing your wife, but don't tell my wife, please.
I'm sorry. Did you say what is covering up the hole in
the couch?
But in Alberto's house too, there's a couch.
Oh
right
no! We don't. I don't have what.
Maybe that is just to his yard.
That might be to the yard. Yeah, maybe he walks into his backyard. Goes underground because you would have to dig realize people in construction can do incredible things.
Yeah, that does seem, yet, it's very prison breakish. I mean, this guy was into Pamela.
These are the things we do for love.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Isn't it?
Nice, but you can dig in a tunnel underneath.
Dug a tunnel from his house to her house. And had been going back and forth safely until Jorge came home early from work one day. Alberto again had the nerve to say, "Please do not tell my wife." But Jorge woke her up to tell her anyway. Then they had a fist fight.
Oh, goodness.
The cops came to separate them, and there's no word if anyone's facing charges, but that's...
Well, is Jorge into Alberto's wife? Because maybe there could just be a quick swap here, mm-hmm. It seems like.
I'm going to guess he was into his own wife. He married her. Mm. And so he's probably pretty heartbroken over that, to walk in and see it. You know, it's bad enough to imagine that someone's doing your wife, but to see it? Ow!
Yeah, your heart. Oh, you've got a stab in your heart. Hun. You okay?
Well, you know, that's got to be terrible, right?
Well, the whole situation is terrible, but you got to chalk it up to the ingenuity of digging a tunnel. I mean, that is honestly, like, you don't hear about affair stories with wrinkles like that in them very often.
No, that's why I really...
Like, just think logistically to build that and to know where to come up in the house, and it even looked like he neatly cornered off the tile. Like, I mean, his construction business must be booming. He's so good. Yeah. I mean, wow.
You ought to know. You see those, what is that, Dick and Chumley?
Oh, yes, Dick and Chumley. Their construction company.
Dick and Chumley Construction, they're at your house. They do some pretty incredible things.
They certainly do. They've never dug me a tunnel, though. Maybe I should ask for that.
That yard didn't start like that.
Nope, it didn't.
All right, where'd it go? Oh, pickle-flavored Doritos. Anybody?
All right.
Anybody.
I'll try it. Sure.
Try them.
Oh, all right. Well, they go on sale nationwide, looks like today. So.
I'm a pickle fan.
But of pickle chips?
I don't know. Maybe it's delicious. I don't know.
All right.
You never know, Ben.
I'm going to.
You got to try it.
When I walk up to the chip section and I see Cool Ranch and the nacho cheese and maybe the spicy Flamin' Hot or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the pickle. Oh, there you
Tangy
go.
Tangy pickle.
Tangy pickle.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I will say that I'm not a huge Doritos fan. Like, to me, they're just fancy regular tortilla chips. Like, I would just rather have plain salty tortilla chips. You know what I like? Which John can't stand. I like the Tostitos hint of lime tortilla chips. I like
Tostitos?
Those. Yeah.
You're going to have tortilla chips and you go Tostitos?
I don't get to have them. I never get to have them. he doesn't let me. He says that they're not real and that they, you know, they had the hint of lime thing. He says it tastes fake. I'm not allowed to have them. But
you liked them.
But if I was going to buy some, then I would get the hint of lime Tostitos.
They are good. I like those.
Yeah, I love them. Wow, they're so good. I love the tanginess on my tongue.
Do you ever, is it like, how often would you say you do the shopping?
Never. Unless we need something really specific and he's in the middle of cooking, then I'll run to the store real quick because we live walking distance to a store. So.
But on the load up day, you're not involved.
Generally, I don't do the shopping.
All right.
I wait at home with my paper towels and my disinfectant. Because I can't wait to wipe down groceries.
I just have this visual of you going to the store on the day you're getting to pick stuff out, and it's like a six-year-old's cart with
it's
full of cereal and chips. And
ice cream.
Yeah.
You know what I do, though? I never go to the supermarket if I'm hungry, because that is exactly what it'll be like, frozen waffles and just, you know, everything bad that they have at the store. And John's like, where's the food that we're going to actually eat? I'm like, what? You know, Tostitos. Hint of lime. But so I'll eat a sandwich first if I have. But it's been a long time since I actually went and like loaded up my car with groceries. That just doesn't happen.
Oh, I'm refreshing now. Apparently my camera's, I don't know why my camera's having trouble. It's just me, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Well, anyway, I think we're refreshing. We've had quite a few technical difficulties today. So anyone out there wondering, it's been challenging.
It has been. But, you know, we muddle through it, Ben.
Yeah. We like this, and we're going to keep trying. That's all.
Yeah, we like doing it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, there's my nice Nicole.
You're back.
Oh, yeah.
I just have her. Now there's all four. Oh, peace to you, too. All right. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. 925 says, stopped by All Natural Stone in Dublin! Yesterday, happy to support those who support SNV.
Thank you.
Let's keep y'all in the air until I retire in 2057.
Yeah. Oh, boy. 2057. I'll be in my 90s.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, 2030, 2035 would be nice.
Oh, 2035 would be, yeah. That'd be great.
2035 would be incredible.
We could do 2035.
2057's asking a bit much. But,
it is. It certainly is.
But who knows what's possible from our home locations.
It's true. I mean, if they could just move all this equipment, I could do it from bed. That'd be fine.
What?
You know, if I needed to, if I was like bedridden. Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah.
The bedridden show?
Well,
I mean,
you know.
It's hard enough to find stuff to talk about not leaving the house, but now you don't even leave bed?
I could tell you about my bed sores or whatever.
Super riveting.
Today
we're going to talk about my left cheek, everyone.
We're
going to
talk about bedpans. Now these things are just designed all wrong.
Dick and Tumbly can like mount some TVs or some monitors to your ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
And you can
oh
just lay
God.
Back and
Bryn,
read off.
That's
yeah.
great. You can help design it.
Mm-hmm.
If you could build a tunnel from my house to your house and then you can come up under the chair in my room just to do construction, though.
Okay.
CNN has jumped into the mix, according to 415. CNN confirms she's not dead.
Oh, CNN is saying she's not dead.
She's
okay,
not dead.
Nikki, you got to get on this.
I've been watching everything they're texting in. I've been watching it. It's like CNN says she's not dead. Mm-hmm. Then people says she is. Then uh-huh. this other source
Fox
says,
News says she's dead.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about Tanya Roberts. She was a Charlie's Angel back in the way back. She was a Bond girl. She was Midge on That 70s Show. And she may or may not be dead. We'll let you know when we get something official.
So
this is weird to not know.
Couldn't Cedar Sinai put out a statement? 19 minutes ago, Yahoo just reported that she is dead. So, for crying out loud.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll get an update. And at 5 after 8, we'll let you know what the status is.
You heard it here first.
Yes. Thank you, Maria. Oh, our first appearance from Maria in the new year.
That's the first I've heard of her in the new year. 408 says, we ordered a Peloton before Thanksgiving and we're told it would ship the first week of January. Followed up on it yesterday and we're told we don't know when that's going to ship, but not this week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the supply chains are just, it's trippy that so many things are dependent on daily work. Like, there's not just a stockpile of stuff.
Right.
So everything's been in short supply. I have a bunch more, but I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I've got some music news. I'll try to get something concrete about Tanya Roberts and her death and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.